From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. You know, I was outside just a few minutes ago greeting one of our guests who I'll introduce you to momentarily. And I've said it several times. Wow, the weather. I mean, it's January. Look outside. And as I look out the window now and see the blue sky, it reminds me, you know, there was a time when I lived in the Midwest, Chicago. I was living in the Chicago area. We came back to visit New Mexico. And I remember at that time saying, I just forgot how blue the sky is here. Thank you, Lord. It's beautiful outside. And we're glad you tuned in. Hey, listen, I'm going to let you know about something coming up this weekend, but let me preface it with, because sometimes we actually re-air segments of the show. I'm going to be talking about something coming up this weekend, January 21st and 22nd. So if you hear this when we replay it, probably later in the month, you know that it's past, okay? But don't miss it. Greg Laurie is coming to Calvary Church this weekend. He'll be the guest speaker in the pulpit at Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson in Albuquerque. And I'm assuming most of the KLYT listeners are familiar with Greg. He's the senior pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship with campuses in California and Hawaii. He's the founder and featured speaker of Harvest Crusades, which we air once or twice a year on the weekends. He's also the host of nationally syndicated television and radio programs. And as I mentioned, A New Beginning, you hear him on KLYT at 3 a.m., 8:30 a.m., and 9 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And he's the author of the book and soon-to-be-released movie, Jesus Revolution. You want details about Greg's visit? Go to calvarynm.church. And Greg is an evangelist. If you've been sharing Jesus with someone and you want them to hear more, this may be a great opportunity to have someone hear the gospel and make a decision for Christ this weekend at Calvary Church on Osuna, west of Jefferson. Greg Laurie is the guest speaker. calvarynm.church on the web. All right, well, now let me introduce you to our guest. In studio with us is David Jones. He is the president of the board at Cape New Mexico. And David, welcome in.
Hey, Steve, great to see you.
Great to see you again. I'm glad we can kind of make this a regular thing, whether it's quarterly or more often. But you guys have a lot of great things going on, and I want to make sure the listeners know not only what's coming up, but what continuously goes on and how Cape New Mexico could be an asset, resource to them or their family or friends and people they know. Now, for those wondering why I would have some, you know, Cape, no, it's not a Cape Club or anything, you know, and there's no body of water that big around New Mexico. So I'll let you explain to those who don't know what Cape New Mexico is.
Once again, thanks, Steve, for having me in. Cape is a nonprofit 501c3 organization. You know, we're dedicated to, you know, inform, encourage, and support the homeschooling community of New Mexico. So for those who love acronyms, Cape is Christian Association of Parent Educators. And we serve all homeschooling families across New Mexico. You know, I recently had an email that came from a Catholic and said, hey, what about us? You know, we're a Christian board that fights for all homeschoolers of New Mexico. We truly believe that it's the parent that should direct the upbringing of their child.
You know, something occurred to me as you walked through the acronym, and I was just looking at it today, and, you know, you finished it with saying, and you brought up homeschool like twice just in that last sentence. And I'm curious, because I've always said, you know, hey, if you have your kids in public school, that doesn't mean, you know, you shouldn't be involved. And we talked about that a little bit last time. Do you have any parents that actually have their kids in public school, but are purposing to connect with Cape for resources?
You know, there's blended families, if I could say it that way.
Yeah.
They might have some kids in public school, some kids homeschool, and they're wanting to just support the community.
Yeah. Would you say that, I mean, say a parent doesn't have, they don't plan on homeschooling and they have kids in public school, will they find resources, even on the website, that would be helpful, to help them at home as they're being involved in their kids' education?
Yes. Yes. We've got some wonderful videos that kind of go through a day in the life, things to consider, you know, cause so as a home educator, there's always a lot that that goes into, whether it's a curriculum choice, whether how do I comply with the law, you know, and that's what CAPE is. CAPE is that resource to bring that information.
Very good.
it's bottom line, we're in this together.
I guess what I'm getting at is, you know, whether you're half your family's homeschooling or all your family's homeschooling or none of your family's homeschooling, parents should be involved in their kids' education, and this is a great resource for parents to check out. And let me give the website. We haven't done that yet. It's CAPE-NM.org. CAPE-NM.org. I was actually on the website this morning, and one of the areas I clicked on under the No, it was About Us tab, was citizenship. And you have some really neat stuff on the way.
Well, I tell you what, you know, we as an organization have a variety of events, resources, communication, which I want to say, if you aren't receiving our free newsletter, go to capenm.org. And even if you don't put the dash in there, it'll still redirect. Capenm.org, sign up for our free newsletter, especially during this time of the year when it's the legislative session. There might be times where we make a call to action to have parents contact their legislator to, you know, get across an important understanding about the laws and homeschooling here in New Mexico. But like I said, we have got events, resources, all on the website to encourage and support homeschooling families. You know, we basically believe what the Bible says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that they should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And unfortunately, Steve, we've seen today's public education institutions, you know, have diverted totally against the word of God and are undermining academic and individual excellence by focusing on items like critical race theory and sexual orientation change efforts. I tell you, it's just astounding to see what's going on in the public institution.
I have a quick question about one of the things you mentioned. Say CRT, for example, and often we've seen in the news and heard, you know, when it's addressed, you'll hear public educators say, no, we don't do that. has CAPE been part of saying, oh, yes, you do, and here's where it is?
So when the social studies standards were in the process of being updated, they did have an open comment period. We did present our comments because the whole idea is they want to prepare the current students coming up to be prepared for college and the workplace.
You know, I took Social Science 18, it was called, in high school, and it was much more about civic things like voting just understanding, you know, taxes and, you know, becoming an adult and dealing with things that your parents dealt with. And it didn't deal with moral issues.
Well, you can go on to the NMPED website and you'll see that the new social standards has inquiry and ethnic, cultural, and identity strands. Come on, Steve. Do we not know who we are?
Well, some people, you know, appointed to positions, it surprises me what they do and don't know. Yes, I do know. To answer your question, David, yes.
And it's unfortunate because, you know, you see parts of New Mexico that are not served from an education standpoint. And as a result, a couple of years ago, the Yazzie Martinez case, you know, showed that New Mexico has failed to provide a right to a sufficient education. So as a result of it, the state had to do something. So their answer was throw money at the problem. And that's never the answer,
right,
Steve.
And actually, you say it was. It seems to continue to be the answer is to throw money at it. And, you know, we've had these discussions specifically, I want to say, with Paul Gessing from the Rio Grande Foundation and with the New Mexico Business Coalition, Carla Sontag, talking about education in New Mexico, how it ranks with, you know, the accepted way that educators are doing that nationwide. And I think it was fourth through eighth grade reading and math, pretty much. But, you know, one of the big things that seems to be is the literacy rate. And actually, we just had, I don't know if you're familiar with Read West. It's not a per se a Christian organization, but it's it supports adult literacy here in New Mexico. And that's just one of the things, as we see that improve, God willing, we'll see better scores coming out of public school. But it clearly is something that, according to the statistics we've seen, and you were going to talk about that. I don't know if you want to do that now or later in the show, how homeschooling statistics compare in areas like reading and math.
Well, like I said, from my perspective, money isn't the answer.
Right.
Just spending time with your kid, mm-hmm. and that's the beauty of homeschooling, is you can have that one-on-one discipleship. And statistics show that homeschoolers have 26 to 32% higher scores compared to public school
now,
students.
Is that in New Mexico?
In New Mexico, okay. Yeah. That was a 2021 study that basically said standardized achievement test data analysis reveals that New Mexico homeschool students scored at the 78th to 86th percentile in reading, language, math, science, and social studies. This is 28 to 36 percentile points above U.S. public school average.
Wow.
You know, and like I said, you brought up Paul Gessing from the Rio Grande Foundation. He said that his study this year shows that it's $27,268 per student for the 2023 school year.
Yeah.
Throwing money it's not the answer to the problem, Steve. It's just simply investing in your kids' personal lives.
Well, we're kind of up against a break before I head into an event. And actually I mentioned going on to the About Us, tab on capenm.org, which, by the way, you heard me earlier say dash. And when you said capenm, I tried it and it goes right to the website. So capenm.org is the easy way just to log on and see these tabs I'm talking about. Under the resource tab, I mentioned citizenship, but under the events tab and convention, there's information there as well. We're going to come back and talk about an event coming up that I really like that you guys are doing this, and hopefully that's enough of a tease to keep our listeners tuned in. We're going to head to a break. Our engineer, Jared, which, by the way, I don't often enough say how much I appreciate Jared making us sound as good as we sound on the air. So, Jared, thanks for all that you do. We're going to go to a break and come back after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. And listen, earlier in the show, I mentioned Greg Laurie is going to be guest speaking at Calvary Church January 21st and 22nd. That is this weekend. But, you know, I want to spotlight this, too. If you're tuned in for Gospel Brunch on KLYT on Sunday morning, it's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. with your host, Kelly. It's kind of a whole themed gospel brunch this week with Greg coming and bringing a message titled We Need Another Jesus Revolution, which you'll hear as part of the gospel brunch when we air the service at 11:30. Now, that service starts at 11 o'clock if you want to be in person, but we will air the teaching starting at 11:30. We Need Another Jesus Revolution. And prior to that, of course, Greg was discipled by Chuck Smith, who started Calvary Chapels years ago. And the teaching spotlight this week, we will be airing the late Chuck Smith, a message that he gave at Calvary Church here in Albuquerque. It was probably Calvary of Albuquerque at the time, back in September of 2010. Message from Psalm 73, a psalm of Asaph. So tune in for that at 8 a.m., part of the Gospel Brunch. Then you'll hear the message from Greg at 11:30. And our Gospel Brunch dessert, which every week we typically have a focus on a certain project we play selections from worship-wise. And this week, we're going to have a full hour of that music that came out of the Jesus Revolution back in the late 60s, early 70s. So going to be a real cool gospel brunch this weekend from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. with your host, Kelly. Make sure you're tuned in for that. Enjoy. We really hope it's a blessing to you. And another blessing to us, Cape, New Mexico. David Jones is in studio. He's the president of the board of Cape, New Mexico. And we mentioned the resources available they provide and support for homeschooling families. And you have an event coming up, David, we want to let people know about.
Yeah, Steve, what we do is every year we celebrate Home Education Week at the state capitol at the Roundhouse. This year we're going to be doing the Cape at the Capitol, and that's the name of the event, on Thursday, February 2nd, from 9 to 12. So families that are interested in registering for the event, please go to capenm.org and sign up there. Ultimately, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be showing appreciation for all of our legislators, regardless of the political affiliation. We're basically doing it in a way by giving out cookies and cards just to appreciate them. So if, let's say you can't go to Cape at the Capitol this year, which is on February 2nd, we still need cookies and cards, thank you cards. And if you could get them to us by February 1st, that would be great. And basically, if you want to email us, you can either email at info@cape-nm.org. That'd probably be the best way. Or you could just give us a call at 505-559-0195 and let us know that you can either do cookies or thank you cards. But most importantly, Steve, what we ask families to do at this point is just pray for our legislators. You know, as they make, proposed laws and vote on those laws, which are ultimately going to affect families, we ask that God just give them direction and understanding as they make these decisions.
And you mentioned vote. I don't want to make the assumption they're going to do that, but let's keep prayer at the top of the list. And vote is not far behind.
Yes.
It's important that we actually get out. Not only in vote, but David, would you say make sure we're communicating with our legislators?
Yes, exactly, about the values. Because during the COVID-19 lockdowns, parents got to see behind the curtain. They saw what their kids were being taught. And as a result, we're seeing parent-directed home-based education as the fastest-growing form of education in the U.S., and we consider this to be the best education for the child because, you know, you can customize and individualize the curriculum. You can do it in a lot less time than the public school system works. You know, you can use teaching approaches that may not necessarily work in the public school system, like tell your kid to jump up and down, and then that helps them to count, you know, because that is a hyperactive kid. But that's the beauty of homeschooling.
Right.
It works on the family relationships, community life with peers and other adults. Provides a safe environment where they don't have to worry about school shootings, you know, violence, drugs, and the things of that nature. You know, and then ultimately, as a homeschooler, you can impart your individual beliefs and heart and worldview to your children so they can grow up and be productive tax-paying citizens as well.
Last year, did you guys, was the Capitol open last year?
So the last 2 years have been very difficult for Cape to the Capitol. So if you remember I think it was 2021 is when they actually had a fence around the state Capitol. You couldn't even go in. 2022, you had to show vaccination status in order to make it into the Capitol. So the last 2 years, we've done virtual events. We're proud to say we're back to an in-person event at Cape at the Capitol.
All right. Now, when does the legislative session, has it started?
It started on Monday.
Okay. And then what about the government employees? Are they gonna be there or
I think that they're trying to get them to come back and end that stay at home work.
Yeah, we did a long time ago.
Yeah.
Although there's a lot of parents working at home homeschooling, which obviously we very much appreciate. You have some other events. Before we go on to any of the other events, and I want to make sure we've covered what you want to on Cape at the Capitol. If you're going to the website, let me help you navigate to get to the information you may need if you didn't catch everything about Cape at the Capitol, okay? Go to the homepage at capenm.org. That's for Cape, New Mexico, capenm.org. And then on the top of the page, you'll see events and convention. If you hover your cursor over that, there'll be a list of stuff underneath that, but click right on the place where it says events and convention, and then you'll see that page come up, events and convention, and go down the square, the blue square on the left. You can read Cape at the Capitol. Click that, and then you'll be looking at the information for the 26th annual. Wow. Cape at the Capitol. And you mentioned those that came before us, David, setting up Cape. What a great thing that they set up. What do you see from the kids as they get up to the Capitol?
You know, they're in awe because, of, number one, all these people walking around in suits.
Yeah.
And the beautiful artwork that's at the roundhouse. You know, of course, it can be quite overwhelming. But, you know, that's the beauty of having one-on-one individual discipleships. When a parent shows their kid the legislative process and what goes into, you know, proposing a bill, what goes into, you know, does that bill pass or not? And you as a parent are involved in teaching your kid, that might inspire them to one day be a lawmaker themselves. And so, like I said, all the way back in 2003, 2004, I took one of our homeschool groups up there to Cape at the Capitol. We got a tour from a Capitol representative.
Okay, I was going to ask if how supportive are the representatives of the event?
Very supportive. I actually have sent out a couple of emails and set up appointments with senators and representatives before we go up there. So I encourage other homeschooling families to do that as well. Say, hey, we're coming up on February 2nd. We'd love to get to see what you do.
Oh, that's great. What a great education for me. No kidding. Any more on Cape at the Capitol?
Just for the simple fact of we love the homeschool law here in New Mexico, which is basically submit a homeschool registration form made available by the department within 30 days of establishing a homeschool or by August 1st every year, maintain records of student disease and immunization or a waiver of that requirement, or provide instruction by a person possessing at least a homeschool diploma. Because, Steve, other states have a varied law as it pertains to homeschool. I really enjoy the homeschool law in New Mexico. We don't want to see anything change in reference to that. Because there is a lot of talk up there this year about school choice. And I'm thankful for CAPE and HSLDA, Homeschool Legal Defense Association, that have given parents the choice to homeschool. Now, when you use that term school choice, that means a lot of different things. But we've always had that choice to be able to homeschool here in New Mexico, at least since the 80s, because there is a law on the books that provides the ability to be able to homeschool.
Now, if parents are at all intimidated by some of what you talked about walking through in order to be able to homeschool in New Mexico, I'm assuming they can go to capenm.org and find resources there. Or if they're not finding what they need, simply contact Cape New Mexico for someone to get with them.
Yeah, we actually have a video, a step-by-step process of how to fill out the PED notification form. We have videos that will talk about a day in the life of a homeschooler. On the homeschool law page, New Mexico law, there is the whole process as far as immunization, all the information that you need. Now, that's another law that they're actually considering this year in the legislature about increasing the amount of days that the public school, right now it's 180 days a year. They're looking at increasing it up to 190 days.
Okay. If you want to find out more, again, go to capenm.org. All right. So now the tab that I on capenm.org that I encourage people to go check out was events and convention. And if you click on that, the homeschool convention is now, I'm colorblind. Is that green?
One is green.
Okay. If you click on it, the 2023 Cape New Mexico Christian Homeschool Convention information is there, which, by the way, it's coming up June 23rd and 24th of this year at Legacy Church of Albuquerque at 7201 Central Avenue Northwest. And you'll see all the details there, including registration information. Pretty excited about the convention, David.
I tell you what, we've got some pretty dynamic speakers this year. The registration will actually open February 1st. And we're going to be having Andrew Pudua from Institute and Excellence in Writing, Steve Demi from Matthew C., and Davis and Rachel Carmen from Apologia. So whether you're looking for a writing curriculum, whether you're looking for a math curriculum or a science curriculum, we've got three dynamic speakers at the 2023 convention. And once again, folks will want to take advantage of the early bird special. You know, prior to June 1st, it'll be $40 per member couple. And then children ages three and up who are living at home with their parents are only $10.
What about exhibitors? Is that something that...
Yeah, we have exhibitors from all over the country. For instance, Bob Jones University. We also have local exhibitors. So we typically will have about 50 different exhibitors at the convention.
Okay. Any local exhibitors?
Oh, yes. There's a number of, whether it is sometimes the choirs, Albuquerque Homeschool Sports Associations.
Intramural type stuff would be, if you're leading an intramural group, you think would be appropriate for the Christian homeschool community.
Let's say you're a robotics team.
Uh-huh.
And you're looking for other kids to, hey, get involved with robotics.
Right. Kite flying club.
You got it.
Yeah. All right. Just don't, you know, don't, if Charlie Brown is the one, you know, doing that one, you want to probably avoid it. Do you remember, am I striking a chord? Okay. I don't know if you're old enough. I don't know if you're old enough to remember Peanuts.
Oh yes.
Regardless, sounds like great information and great resources. Again, not only on the website, capenm.org, but the convention. Often do you see, people, who are considering homeschooling, attending the convention?
Most definitely, especially this last year. We just, like I said, so many parents got a peek behind the curtain and they said, you know, I don't think we want to send our kids back to public school.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things. People come and investigate. They see what's going on and they realize, hey, this isn't as difficult as it seems.
Yeah.
And the support is there for families who are wanting to homeschool.
Yeah. Let me encourage you as a former, I hesitate to say that. I have grandkids and, you know, I'm not doing any curriculum or anything with them. But you know what? We are continuously educating our grown kids and our grandkids. It never ends. Let me encourage you as a parent who did, honestly, my wife did a majority of that and did a great job. And, you see the difference, David. It's just, it's not that difficult. And if you're feeling like it is, again, there's resources and things that'll help you more than you know.
Yep. And that was one of the things, as you mentioned, as far as training up your kids, we've got a graduation recognition ceremony that will be happening at Legacy Church this year. And that happens on May 13th. Sign up for the graduation recognition ceremony will be February 1st. So the parents that have sacrificed all those years to train up those children into the ways of the Lord, a lot of times graduation is for those parents that said, hey, I've done it. And I tell you what, as a family who have graduated both of our kids, there's nothing more special to see them go on and serve the Lord, to be a part of their church, you know, and be an awesome member of society.
Yeah, it is an encouragement. It really is. Well, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with David Jones. He's the president of the board of CAPE New Mexico and Christian Association of Parent Educators New Mexico. And their website is capenm.org. You'll find all kinds of resources and contact information there. We'll be back with more with David right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, thanks for joining us for ABQ Connect. Our first two segments visiting with David Jones, the president of the board at CAPE New Mexico. And again, David, thanks for joining us. CAPE being a Christian Association of Parent Educators, New Mexico, capenm.org is the website. And in the last segment, we just finished up talking about the convention coming up in June, David. One of the other things, we mentioned exhibitors. And I see their sponsors listed there. Are you still looking for sponsors?
Oh, yeah. Right now, we're currently going through speakers, sponsors, advertisers, volunteers, which is another huge aspect, especially for kids. It's an opportunity for them to get into volunteering. We have what's called our runners from 13 to 18. They actually help the exhibitors when they pull up outside of Legacy. Those 13 to 18 year olds help by taking the product into their table. They also are helping in a myriad of different ways. So if you have a young kid, 13 to 18, we would like for them to sign up as runners for the convention.
And you know what, with the time we have left, David, which is about 10 minutes, maybe. I wanted to make sure that if there's anything else you wanted to cover that we haven't mentioned, that we do that. But maybe before we do that, you mentioned some of the speakers that are going to be at the convention and the groups they're from. For those unfamiliar with some of the organizations they're from, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, it's, for instance, Institute and Excellence in Writing. Andrew Pudua is president of the organization. They has multiple choices for English-type curriculums and language. Steve Demme from Matthew C. has a wonderful curriculum on math manipulatives. Also, he is has another ministry, Building Strong Families. Great inspirational speaker. He also has a special needs child, so he can speak to special needs-type families as well. And then finally, Davis and Rachel Carmen. Both of them are with Apologia. And if you've never seen an Apologia science textbook, I mean, it goes into so much depth and brings in the Word of God as we look at really what is history, Steve?
Right.
It's his story.
Right.
And whether we're talking about science, whether we're talking about math, whether we're talking about English, God is right in the middle of all of it.
Yeah, I love that. We often, when we have Ray Mondragon on talking about creation, Christian, don't be afraid of science. God is in it. Don't let the world dictate how to walk through that subject. What a great support these groups are then, and these speakers. It's an opportunity. I'm guessing it's great education for the parents who are educating their kids.
Rightfully so. You know, that's one of the things. And I look back at when we trained our kids up, that really was God's way of teaching me more of him, to love my kids, as well as how to become a leader, how to learn about just anything.
Right.
And that's the beauty of homeschooling. You're learning right alongside your kid. And remember, all it takes to be an expert is that you've done it once before the person you're teaching.
Yeah, this is true. And, you know, let me speak to the adults that spend time volunteering at their church in the children's ministry. This kind of speaks to what you're saying, David. How many times do you hear from people, including myself? I committed a full year to every week being available in a classroom at church, which, by the way, guys, if we all did that, there wouldn't be any, the recruiting that they do to get people to help out in the children's ministry. But whether it was me or others, you walk through even second grade with kids, or, you know, as you prepare for those classes, you're being reminded, or for the first time finding things in Scripture you never encountered. And it's the same here. It's just a great opportunity to pour into the next generation the things that God would want us to have them learn, instead of handing them off to someone else. Let me say this to the teachers in public education that love the kids and have their best interest. So appreciative of those who do dig in and do their very best where they are. But this is, this is an opportunity that Christian parents have seen, and some feel convicted about their responsibility to do it. The other thing I would say, if you're a former, whether you're currently homeschooling your children or you've done it in the past, find ways to support the young families that are doing it now. David, do you see some families getting involved with CAPE that their kids, you know, they're grown, but they see the investment in the kids, and when you're doing that in the community?
Oh, most definitely, you know, and it's what's great is to be able to see it's a long-lasting, multi-generational education process. You know, I see my daughter, she's now homeschooling her kids. And we as an organization, we fully believe that it's constitutionally guaranteed and God-given right for parents to direct and upbringing care and the education of their children. And I think that's one of the reasons why we see education turning down in America is because people think, hey, it's somebody else's job.
Yeah, no.
But when we accept that responsibility to train our kids up, mm-hmm. I tell you what, God can really move a generation.
And you know, David, I mentioned Sunday school for the kids. It applies there too, parents. Thank you, parents and adults who do volunteer and help out in the children's ministries at the various churches. But parents, when the kids get home, walk through what they went through. You know, they're your kiddos. That's just good practice. David, we're just about out of time, but I want to make sure you don't walk out of here and go, oh, I just needed a minute to talk about, is there anything else we need to cover for you?
Two last items.
All right.
The homeschooling data out there that says that we score 20 to 30% higher is getting a little old. This year, we're going to be partnering with Bob Jones University and NARI and Homeschool Freedom about having homeschoolers take the Iowa test, standardized testing, yeah, so that we can get relevant data. And so we'll be sending out some communication in regards of how to do that here in the next couple of weeks. And then the final thing, as I mentioned, we need volunteers and donors. Once again, nonprofit organization, Steve.
Yeah.
Go to capenm.org. You can find out how to donate, how to volunteer. We certainly appreciate being here, Steve, and you taking time to talk about homeschooling.
David, you have an open invite. Just let us know. And it's capenm.org. He mentioned donation. Like most of the pages, it's usually on the top right. It's right there. It's not hard to find. You can go there and contact them if you need more information. David, thanks again. We'll get you back in.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Stay with us. We're going to go back to actually pre-Christmas interview we did with Steve Stucker about beds for kids. You heard about it for this January. It's the featured ministry here in New Mexico we're trying to educate you about. We'll find out more after the break on ABQ Connect.